Are you struggling each week to figure out what to put into your email? Are you spending hours writing these great emails and sending them out on broadcasts? I have a technique today where we can use email automation in series to really get the most out of these emails, to save you some time, to free you up, and really, really level up your business by giving your audience access to all of the content you're putting in email. Let's get into it. Hello and welcome to the OTW Show. I'm your host, Paul Gatter. I want to help you get on the way to building that dream lifestyle that you want to live by helping you level up your business. And today, I want to talk more about emails. I've been talking about emails for so long on these episodes and in speaking and on other podcast interviews, and I want to double down on using sequences to help you with your email. Today, I want to give you another idea that where you can use sequences and series of emails to save you some time, to help your audience see all of your content and automate more things going on in your email to really help your business grow. First, let's talk about what an email sequence is versus what a broadcast message is. Most people think of email marketing as these broadcast messages. These are the things that we send out every week to everybody on our list. It's the, hey, I have a new podcast episode, or hey, I've got a new product in my store. Go check it out. Those messages that you send every week on a certain time and day that everybody on your email list, those are broadcast. Series or sequences or drip campaigns, they're called different things on different email platforms. These are automated and they are a chronological grouping of emails. So you sit down and write this series of emails, say it's 5 or 10 emails. And when somebody gets put into that series, they get number one, then they get number two, and they get number three. It doesn't matter where they enter into that sequence. They always start at number one, regardless of when. So here on the screen is an example of an email sequence. When you subscribe to this, or however your opt-in works, and you put a new subscriber into this, they are going to get each one of these emails in sequence. Everybody's going to get those same emails sent to them. So if I subscribe on September 1st, I still start at email number one. But if I subscribe in December, I still get number one. As opposed to the broadcasts, where if you send out these emails weekly, if I subscribe today, I'm going to get tomorrow's broadcast. However, if I subscribe in December, I didn't get this week's broadcast message. I missed all of those broadcast messages, and I'm only going to get the ones you send in December. So if you have content that is really, really important or and is not tied to a date-specific thing, then why not send it in a sequence? Here's an email from my friend Angie Robinson. She sends these out every Monday, and they are fantastic. I look forward to these every Monday in my inbox, and I will scroll down and see what the quote is, and then I'll read the rest of the message. But I always scroll down to see that little piece right there where it's Magic Monday. She puts a lot of time and effort, I'm sure, into writing these emails, and she sends them out as a broadcast message. Well, these aren't necessarily messages that I have to get tomorrow. If somebody subscribes tomorrow, they've missed all those other Magic Mondays that I've seen. So why not, Angie, and I'll send her a message about this later since I'm picking on her today, but why not create this as a series so that everybody gets every single Magic Monday email and they don't miss some of those great valuable tidbits that you put 3 months ago. Here's an email from another friend, Jeff C., and I know he puts a lot of time and his personality into these emails. Jeff is an incredibly funny speaker and super engaging, and it comes across in his emails. He has really, really developed this incredible email list he has. And I know people that are getting his emails that are telling him, Jeff, I thought you were writing to me directly. I didn't think it was actually part of your email newsletter. I thought this was just something you sent to me personally, because he's doing such a good job in that. And I told Jeff, when I started seeing these emails, I said, hey, you should make this a series. Don't send these out every week as a broadcast, because people are missing these great emails that you are putting all this effort into. Give everybody a chance to read all of these emails. The other thing I love about this is if we batch this and we put a little extra work in this and say we can sit down one day and write three of these or five of these, or maybe over the course of next week, we're going to write six or seven of them. Now we're ahead of the game. And if we put these in a series, you're not sitting down every Monday thinking, oh my God, what am I going to write in my email newsletter this week? You could take a week off. You could go on a trip and not have to worry about your email. Think about this, the power of putting things in a series. And again, what's really, really important here and super powerful is that you have content that you want everybody to see. So stop hiding it in these broadcast messages that some of your subscribers are never going to see. It's the same thing I think a lot of times that happens with podcasts is that somebody subscribes and they're not going to, unless they go back and click on them, they're going to miss episode 5 because they subscribed at episode 25, and 5 might be a really good one. We can take the same concept and apply it. If you're a podcaster and you send out a notice every week about, hey, I have a new episode I want you to go check out, why not put that in a series so that everybody's going to see notices about your entire podcast catalog and not miss any of that content? I hope this helped and give you a new way to think about using email marketing and using email automations to take a little pressure off, to really expose your audience to all of your content and get more traffic and really level up your business. I'd love to help you grow your email list and do more with your business through email. Reach out over at paulgatter.com. I have several ways that you can work with me, including some one-on-one coaching. Go check that out. I'd love to hear from you. Hope you have a great week, and I'll see you soon.